That was Going Back by Melody Den on their new record Storylines. I'm here with Mark Chechik. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. The new record is it's a lot fuller than anything you've ever done before.
It is.
How did the evolution of that come about?
I wanted to try something a little more ambitious that wouldn't betray the sound of the band, but maybe put a little muscle into it, a little something different, and give people a little more than just the same arrangement to listen to.
Yeah, there's big, boisterous alt-country songs, and then there's really stripped-down, rootsy songs.
It's weird. I mean, you can't betray your roots, you know. I grew up in the Midwest, and so you're going to get, you know, a lot of that kind of gritty Midwestern rock, or I don't even know if alt-country is still a genre. I guess it is, you know. It's still around, right?
Yeah, whatever that is.
Roots, Americana, however you want to classify it. But I think that, it sort of takes a little further. Just put a little bit of horns. I don't think it's any less genuine, you know. It's just a different sound to go with the sound.
Yeah, and I think a horn section like that can really get interesting on these songs, or Americana songs, as people like to call them.
Well, it's weird because, you know, you do the songs themselves, if you took the horns out, and I did when we were mixing, it's funny, you listen to it with and without a lot of the stuff in there. The songs are really, if the songs are decent, then you can do whatever you want to them, and it'll work in this arrangement or that arrangement.
It's true.
Yeah, it's fun.
But the horns is flexible, right?
Yeah, horns add quite a bit.
They work perfectly for More Here Than Meets the Eye, which I think is the perfect opening song for the album.
Thank you.
So here we're going to start with Storylines. It's the title track.
It's weird. The imagery that song sort of conveys is, you find it in other songs too. I mean, it's driving. It's about driving. It's about going somewhere. It's about talking to people and not talking to people and, you know, domestic bliss or lack thereof. And, you know, and what inspires songs, right? And
exactly.
So, this is Storyline. I've been driving round with all the windows down, looking life passing by. The songs I should have played, mistakes I know I made, storylines against the lit up sky. Well, sleeping off another night, driving off another fight, heart breaks just how I start my day. My waitress, fill another cup. I've been down so long that it looks like up. I thought all my dues haven't paid. Lights I've seen are more beautiful than you. Damage done, now I'm just looking for some truth. There's a big solo in here by St. Louis's John Horton. I won't do it justice, so I'm just going to go to the next verse, all right? Old man read my mind as he flips the open sign. Just another well-timed metaphor. I roll past waving high, and he just turns and waves goodbye. Then he slowly locks the door. Well, now my engine's running hot over the things you said I'm not. I stood my ground, but I still get treated like dirt. So I put the gloves back on, I fight the good fight, move on. Even now the punches still hurt. Well, I put the gloves back on, a fight, the good fight, and move on. Even now the punches still hurt. Pretty close.
Yes, fantastic. I know you mentioned John Horton, which apparently isn't here, but
not many people do shout-outs in the middle of their songs. Where
no, I like it.
Yeah, no. John was part of that song. Actually makes that song, I think, in a lot of ways.
I think the press kit for Storylines says the record tapped the cream of the St. Louis music crop. I think that's a nice way to put it. I know you have John Horton, which you just previously mentioned.
He's a great guy. He's really fun to play with, and he's a musician's musician. He's really nice.
Absolutely. Right. You have Jeff and David Lazaroff playing on...
They're on Storylines. And actually, they're not just doing vocals. David did a lot of found objects. He found, like, a melodica. He found, like, this tiny acoustic guitar. And Jeff was doing the same thing. He was finding, like, weird stuff around the studio. And these guys, I've only known them not a really long time, but they are just two. They have, I think, one of the best bands in the city.
They're incredible, yes.
They're amazing. And they're great songwriters, but they just like to have fun. And that's kind of what that was about.
Yeah. And then there's Adam and Ben from the Funky Butt Brass Band on the record.
Watching them work was just really pretty amazing. It's funny because we mixed this and did it, recorded it at Sawhorse Studios down in South City with Jason McIntyre. And Jason's worked with these guys before, and I've not. I know Tim Halpin and a few of the other guys in the band, but I've not worked with the horns. And so they came in, they hear the song once or twice, and they just talk to themselves in the studio. And I mean, it's like a code. And they say, you do this. And when you do this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And it's like two passes and they're done. It's like, really? Really? That's like savant-like, you know? It's funny.
What was it like working at Sawhorse, having Jason track you guys?
Well, what was interesting is that we approached this a little differently because I had dinner with him and I said, look, before we even started, I said, you're not just recording. I want you to be a part of this. I want you to tell me if the songs are awful, if this lyric should be changed or move the key up or move the key down or, you know, try using this instrumentation. And I wanted him more as a collaborator for the song, as, you know, pretty much everybody else on it. But, you know, I didn't have this sort of Phil Spector-esque feeling about going in and saying, okay, you're playing this and you're playing that and you're playing that. It's like, guys, you guys are great. So do what feels right for the song. And that's kind of how it worked out. You know, Jason was as much a part of it as any of the musicians. I mean, he gave me a lot of good guidance, and it was a tremendous experience.
Absolutely. He's put out so many great records.
He does Jimmy Griffin stuff, The Incurables locally, and he finds artists too, and it's just a very accommodating studio. You know, you can just hang out there and just do it. It's a great place to make a record.
And what are we going to move into next year?
Well, we're going to try. Lovely Lie, if I can get it, if I do it right.
Wow. Is there any story there?
It's personal. I mean, it's, all the songs, some of them are written first person, some are third person. This one's more first person. I'll just leave it at that.
Lovely Lie, for Melody Den's Mark Chechik here at St. Louis Public Radio Studios.
Are you living a lovely lie, my dear? Is there something about truth that you fear? Tell me, which face do you see in the mirror? Does it remind you of you? You say you answer to God and yourself, but what do you say to everyone else? You'll never tell, and they'll never know. It's God's between you and your God below. Nothing can make your house a home, not when you're truly living alone. Maybe someday you'll learn what
what's real. Once you remember what it's like to feel. So what's it like to be living a lie? I did it too, and I can't deny you haven't changed as much as you say. You just don't realize what's slipping away.
That was Lovely Lie by Mark Chechik, playing solo at St. Louis Public Radio Studios. Nick Garcia here. This is Arch City Radio Hour. That obviously gives the songs a whole new life source. How long have you been writing music for, Mark?
It's weird. I mean, the first song I wrote was 1968, 9, something like that. I started my first band right about that time, too, which is funny. It was me and this other guy in the neighborhood, right? We did a concert in our backyard playing 3 songs. It was a quarter, so the admission was decent then, right? And we used the money. We had enough people to go out and buy a Lennon and McCartney songbook. How about that? So, yeah, I've got pictures of that. In fact, from a band... band I played with here called The Relatives a long time back, early 90s, I think. And there's a picture of me with a very, very contemporary, at the time, hip, purple shirt with flowers. I looked like Steve Marriott, but just not quite as handsome. Anyway, it's on the back of the Relatives record. So it's been a long time. I mean, it's been writing seriously probably late 70s, early 80s.
Has guitar always been the primary instrument that you write on?
No, it was weird. Piano.
Piano?
I took piano for many years. And I like to write on piano, but, you know, guitar is just a little bit more portable, so it helps. Different guitars, too. I mean, you know, a lot of guys talk about that. You know, so you write on one, you write differently on one than you do on another, and that's style of the way you play the guitar and all of that. So, you know, the songs sometimes can vary so much just by how you've written them, what instrument you've used.
Melody is, of course, essential in songwriting. I think many, including myself, would say it's the biggest factor in giving a song character and aiding in story and allowing a listener to really feel something. How did the name Melody Den come about?
By default, almost. It's really weird. It was, you know, band names are just, I mean, it's like naming a kid, right? You know, if you screw it up, you screw it up. And you can do it. A lot of bands change like on a seemingly weekly basis because nobody's happy with it.
That's true.
It was sort of weird and arbitrary. I just put a couple words together. And Den's, you know, Den is sort of that 60s, 70s term of, you know, where the family sits and watches the moon, you know, the shot, you know, Gemini to the moon or whatever. And brought back some weird sort of imagery there. And Melody, I don't know. It just worked. And I've never, it's not that I've hated the name or loved the name or when we're there, it just gotten kind of used to it like a pair of shoes, you know?
It just fits.
It just kind of does. And okay. I've thought about changing it from time to time, but it's like there's enough equity in it in St. Louis. It's like, okay, well, I think, you know, we've been doing it for 12, 15, whatever years, or it's fine. It'll stay.
And your older band is now on your new record as well.
Yeah, I mean, Melody Den in its form has been around since probably late 90s, I would say, maybe a little bit more. John Baldus on drums, Dave Melson on guitar, Jerry Bauer on guitar. And John Baldus and Dave Melson have been playing together for years. We played in Waterloo together with Chris Graybaugh, who's in Magnolia Summer, and Mark Ray, he and I co-founded Undertow Records back in, I don't know, I guess late 90s. And he's out in Portland now. But yeah, Jerry was a new addition, and he's been with the band since the last record, which is interesting. He joined us like literally weeks after we finished that. So great guitar player, plays with a lot of different folks around town. John and Dave have played with everybody. I mean, from Bob Reuter, who I've played with, and just a number of different bands. Meg Summer, John plays with them, Prairie Rehab, The Linemen. So there's a whole kind of weave with this band. Good talented musicians, though. Really talented musicians.
All right. Let's step back in time and play something from your first record, 10 and 2.
Melody Den, yeah, that was actually 3/4 of Melody Den, so I'm counting it as kind of a Melody Den record.
This is Reservoir Tower by Mark Chechik here at St. Louis Public Radio Studios.
Everyone I knew painted the Reservoir Tower, drunk on Whiskey sours they've been drinking since noon. Everyone I knew lived in a picture perfect town. They'd fire off rounds cause there was nothing to do. Sometimes when life is going fast, I stop and think about the past. Stuff you did with your friends, boys becoming men, you're missing now, way back when. Well, everyone I knew had Farrah Fawcett hair, no crosses to bear till the grades came home. Everyone I knew cruised the square on Friday night. You fit in just right, or you spend the night alone. Sometimes when life is going fast, I stop and think about the past. Stuff you did with your friends, boys becoming men, you're missing now, way back when. Well, big talk and beer, bigger lies, no fear. All the problems of the world came down to a girl. Well, everyone I knew packed their bags and left for school. Forgot about being cool. Called home on Sunday night. Everyone I knew got together 10 years after. They said it was laughter that put tears in their eyes. Sometimes when life is going fast, stop and think about the past. Stuff you did with your friends, boys becoming men, you're missing now, way back when. Stuff you did with your friends, boys becoming men, you're missing now, way back. When?
Reservoir Tower, an early cut by Mark Chechik.
That goes back a long way.
How long are we talking here? Farrah Fawcett hair, that's got to be a while.
Yeah, you're attentive. You caught that, yeah. Well, I got to believe that was written probably about 80, in the 80s. I know in the 80s. In fact, we played that, Blueberry Hill, way back when they had the Blueberry Hill songwriting competition.
Back when they were a record company.
We entered the Blueberry Hill songwriting competition. I entered it, and it was like, I won like, you know, 5 or 6 years, yeah, however long it was going. But it was funny because we got paid $1 for that performance.
Wow.
Yeah, the royalties, the first royalties we made, yeah, $1. Didn't spend it all in one place either, so.
I just recently noticed they had an actual box set of Blueberry Hill Records.
Yeah.
45s, and I had no idea that they were actual a label. That's just crazy to me.
They were. Joe was actually one of the one of the nicest guys I think I've ever dealt with. He is just, you know, we got to know each other because I would be entering all the time and we'd do that. And that was back when Cicero's was right next door to Blue Ray Hill, where we go see, God, I don't even remember all these bands, Thin White Rope, Tupelo played there a lot, we saw them, and, you know, a lot of other bands. It's really interesting because that sort of, from an Americana standpoint, you know, everybody kind of goes back to Uncle Tupelo as being sort of the wellspring. But I'll tell you, there were a lot of bands around. Well, I mean, we were around, and bands like Junkbox and Nadine, obviously, and other bands like that at that time. But it sort of opened up a lot of avenues for us to play and create.
All right, Mark, good having you in. That's Mark Chechik from Melody Den.
Thank you. It's been great.
Oh, it has been great. The new record is Storylines. You can find that out now. It's on Bandcamp and in stores.
And released on Perdition Records, iTunes probably very, very soon, and definitely going to be at CD Baby as well. So.
All right, definitely go check that out. It's a big record. It's got Funky Butt Brass Band, Brothers Lazaroff, you name it.
Coco Soul, John Horton. There's got to be a couple other ones in there. Kip Louie, how about that?
Oh, my goodness. All right, Mark.
Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.